श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 21। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 3rd चैप्टर द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 21। त्वम् अस्य लोकस्य विभो रिरक्षिषुर् गृहे अवतीर्णो असि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्य संज्ञासुर कोटि जूथपैर् निर्बीहमाना निर्व्यूहमाना निहानस्यसे चमुः। तमस्य लोकस्य विभोरिरक्षिषुर् गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संगासुरकोटिजूथपैर् निर्बह्यमाना निहनिश्यसे चमु। त्वमस्य लोकस्य विभोरिरक्षिषुर् गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संगासुरकोटिजूथपैर् निर्वह्यमाना निहनिश्यसे चमु। त्वमस्य लोकस्य विभोरिरक्षिषुर् गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संगासुरकोटिजूथपैर् निर्बह्यमाना निहनिश्यसे चमु। तमस्य लोकस्य विभोरिरक्षिषुर् गृहे वतीर्णोऽसि ममाखिलेश्वर राजन्न संगासुरकोटिजूथपैर् निर्बह्यमाना निहनिश्यसे चमु। लोकस्य विभोरिरक्षिषुर् গৃহে বতীর্ণ সি মম অখিলেশ্বর। রাজন্ন সঙ্গা সুরকোটি জুসপরে নির্বুহ্যমানা নিহনিঃশশে চমু তমস্য লোকস্য গৃহনিরক্ষিষু গৃহে বতীর্ণসি মম অখিলেশ্বর। রাজন্ন সঙ্গা সুরকোটি জুথপৈর নির্বুহ্যমানা নিহনিঃশশে চমু শ্লোকস্য বিভোরিরীক্ষিষুর গৃহে বতীর্ণসি মম অখিলেশ্বর। রাজস্য সঙ্গা সুরকোটি জুথপৈর নির্বুহ্যমানা নিহনিঃশশে চমু। মাতাজি, লোকস্য বিভোরিরক্ষিষু গৃহে বতীর্ণসি মম অখিলেশ্বর। রাজন্ন সঙ্গা সুরকোটি জুথপৈর নির্বুহ্যমানিহনিঃশশে চমু। Tvam, your lordship, asya of this world, lokasya, especially of this Martha Loka, the planet Earth, vibho, O Supreme, rirakshishu, desiring protection from the disturbance of the asuras. Grihe, in this house, avatirnasi, have now appeared. Mama, my, Akhileshwara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, Rajanna Sangha Asura Koti Juthapai, with millions of demons and their followers in the roles of politicians and kings. Okay, I'll break it down. Okay, it's there also, okay. So, I'll read it again. With millions of demons and their followers in the roles of politicians and king. Anyway, got it. Nirbhuhyamana. Nirbhuhyamana. Which are moving here and there, all over the world. Nihanishashe. Will kill. Chamuhu. The armies. Paraphernalia. Soldiers. And retinues. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers, but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Please repeat after me. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes, paritrana sadhunam, vinashayacha dushkritam, to protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political power. It is said, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name, Naam Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we'll surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest post in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Nrisimhadev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his asuric father. Because of such asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name through this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many Asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis, and incarnations. And they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society. Tamasya lokasya vibho ririkshishur grihe vatirno si mama khileshvara rajanna sangha surakoti juthapair nirvaihyamana nihanishashechamu. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. What a wonderful verse and what a wonderful purport. Actually, what a wonderful prayer and what a wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse, a prayer by Vasudev, is appealing to Krishna that now that very mercifully have appeared, now I know that the demoniac rulers, those who are harassing, the demons in the guise of Kshatriya rulers who are harassing innocent people. The harassment is, one kind of harassment is that those who don't side with them, they consider them to be enemies and they try to kill them. And the other kind of harassment is they extract wealth from them in the form of taxes. So that is the nature of the demons. Here you can see the difference between a kshatriya ruler and a demon is that the demons do not want to accept Krishna's authority. Whereas the kshatriya rulers always did. Although apparently they were kshatriyas, Jarasandha was a kshatriya, Shishupal was a kshatriya, Kamsa was a kshatriya. But they are not recognized as kshatriyas. They are identified here as the demons. Why? Because they didn't accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is the difference between devas and asuras. Devas, the demigods, they accept the authority of Krishna. And they act on his behalf as his employees, taking care of different affairs of the universe. Whereas the asuras, they do not want to accept the authority of Krishna, and they try to harass the demigods. Krishna's arrangement is that the demigods would control different affairs of the universe. But the asuras, becoming extremely powerful, they drive the demigods away from their position and they take over their position. So, and the difference is that the demigods, as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controls and manages different affairs of this universe on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the demons try to do that simply for the sake of establishing their authority and for their sense gratification. We see the demons always try to plunder, try to collect as much wealth as possible. Whenever they find a beautiful girl, they kidnap her. Like for example, Narakasura had 16,000 princesses in captivity. Like Ravana, wherever he would see a beautiful girl, he would go and rape her. He tried to do the same thing to Vedavati, a very virtuous woman who wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be her husband. Ravan saw her when he was flying on his flying chariot, Pushpaka Biman. He saw this beautiful woman in the middle of nowhere, in a valley of the Himalayas. And he tried to enjoy her. And she pleaded to him, "So, see, I am just performing austerities to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead as my husband." And Ravan's response was, "Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's me." So that's the demon. And he forcibly tried to molest her, caught her by her hair. And she considered that just a touch of this demon polluted her. She generated a fire from within herself and burnt herself with a intense desire, "Okay, I will take care of you and I will be the cause of your death." And that's why in next life she appeared as Sita Devi. So that is the demon. They're always trying to establish their authority and trying to enjoy in this world. And the common people suffer. General people, because they they unlawfully acquire things from them. They would see a beautiful girl, they would even kill the entire family just to get that girl. The father would try to protect her, kill her. Brothers would try to protect her, kill him. So, when this demoniac population take over the world, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes. As a result of these demons, the devotees suffer. As a result of this demoniac influence, a very dangerous situation prevails in this world. And then the Lord comes. Paritranaya sadhana. And you have seen time and time again he appeared. In Satyuga to counteract the demoniac influence of these two terrible demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, he appeared as Varahadev and Nrisingadev. In Treta Yuga, the influence of the... In Satya Yuga, there were only two demons. I mean, not two, there were few, very few, handful of demons. But the Lord came to annihilate them. In Treta Yuga, the demoniac influence increased, the number of demons increased. Ravan, Kumbhakarna, and his allies. To annihilate these demons, the Lord appeared as Ramchandra and took care of them. And then in Dwapar Yuga, their number increased even more. Millions and millions of them. And Krishna came to annihilate them. He annihilated them very easily. There was a king called Kalajavana. He came with 30 million soldiers. Krishna annihilated them. What's so difficult for the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And he makes that point clear to us. He does it in such a way that our faith will increase in him. He was contesting with Ravan, who had the most sophisticated army, with most sophisticated weapons. So sophisticated that he could fight with the demigods and defeat them. Demigods don't just fight with machine guns and cannons or even nuclear weapons. They have their weapons, which is far superior to any weapon that we may have in the earth planet. And Ravan could fight with them. That means he had weapons which is far superior to theirs. And he has an army which were much more powerful than the demigods. And he himself became so powerful that nobody could even, no demigod could deal with him. Others could do, Jamraj could deal with him. Jamraj was about to kill him. Jamraj has his Jamadanda, the stick. And whoever he touches with that stick is finished. His lifespan is over. So he was about to kill Ravan. Then Brahma appeared. He says, look, Ravan is not meant to be killed by you. And his time hasn't come to be killed. So spare him. So Jamraj listened to Brahma's words. And left. Ravan thought that he ran away because of being afraid of him. So that's the thing with the demons. Like Jarasandha, 17 times he has been defeated by Krishna, and one time, the 18th time, Krishna just ran away from the battlefield and he became so puffed up. Oh, now I have won. He ran away. And those who were siding with him, they became puffed up. Shishupal was claiming, because I came this time, and that's where Krishna ran away. Although 17 times he had been defeated. And what kind of a defeat? Like, he came with 23 Akshohini soldiers each time. And Krishna wiped them out. When Balaram wanted to kill Jarasandha, Krishna said, no, spare him. Because he is going to act on our behalf. What is that? Like, he will collect these demons and bring them to me and to make my job easier. I don't have to go to the demons to kill them. The demons will be brought by him and they'll be annihilated. So that is how the Lord accomplishes his mission. And as I was saying, Ravana had such sophisticated weapons, such a sophisticated army, and he himself was so powerful. His son Indrajit could fight from the sky, hiding himself. Nobody could see him, and he would hurl weapons from all sides. How do you deal with an enemy like that? But who is with Ramchandra? A pack of monkeys. And what is their weapons? No weapons. No weapons. Just their own strength and things like rocks and mountain peaks and boulders. And they would just throw them. They're also extremely powerful. Now, apparently, what a match. What an inappropriate match. In one side, such a sophisticated army. On the other side, there is just some monkeys with no weapons. But eventually, who won? Now, the point is it fairy tale? Is it just some fictitious story? Okay, if we think that it's a fictitious story, then we miss the point. We have to accept all these statements, all these narrations in the scriptures as the absolute truth for our own benefit. And if we meditate on that this is how Lord Ramchandra fought with Ravana and killed him, then we see that it doesn't matter how weak the side of the Lord appears to be, he is going to win. When Jarasandha came with his 23 Akshohini soldiers, mind you, the battle of Kurukshetra was fought with 18 Akshohini soldiers altogether. 11 Akshohini on the Kaurava side, 7 Akshohini on the Pandava side. But Jarasandha came with 23 Akshohini soldiers. And who Krishna had? Kamsa has just been killed. His army was dismantled. They all ran away because their king, their leader was gone. So naturally, they didn't want to side with Krishna. And Krishna had a small little support. Practically insignificant compared to Jarasandha's army. And Krishna and Balaram was fighting. And it has been described that Jarasandha's entire army was wiped out. But not a single one from Krishna's side died. So that is the advantage of siding with Krishna. The devotees will not be harmed. Krishna will protect. Apparently they may die even, like the many of the monkeys in that battle with Ravana died. But after the battle, Krishna revived them all. So that is the advantage. Although apparently a devotee may die fighting on behalf of the Lord, but eventually not only he'll be revived, but he'll get his eternal life. And that is the advantage of siding with Krishna. Now, in this age, in the age of Kali, Krishna will not take any weapon. In other ages, Krishna annihilated the demons with weapons. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, as you know, Nakham Adbhuta Shringam. Nrisingadev didn't take any weapon, but what did he make? His nails became the weapons. And with the nails he tore open Hiranyakashipu's body. That's how he killed him. The point is, in this age, the Lord is not going to kill the demons. The reason is that if he starts to kill, then practically no one will be left. And this is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Out of 432,000 years, only 5,000 years have elapsed. So 427,000 years is still to go. At the end he will do, when he'll come as Kalki, then he will wipe out all the demons. And the devotees will be spared, and with those devotees Satya Yuga will begin. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna is not taking any weapon. But he came. He came as the holy name. Now that is the important thing that we have to understand, we have to recognize, and we have to accept with full faith. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is non-different from Krishna, is Krishna Himself. When we are chanting the holy name, Krishna is here. Krishna is here. Provided our chanting is pure. Our chanting is devoid of offenses. The pure chanting will manifest the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this holy name will make all kinds of amazing things to happen. A wonderful incident was, in 1944, Japan, during the peak of the Second World War, Japan was about to bomb Calcutta. Why? Because Calcutta was the biggest army base in that part of the world. Calcutta was the biggest army base for the British at that time. So they wanted to cripple the British army arrangement by bombing Calcutta. So everyone was evacuating the city. Prabhupada didn't. When one of his godbrothers, who was about to leave for Mayapur, Navadvip, asked Prabhupada whether he was going to leave. So he said, "No, I'm not going to leave. What will you do?" "I'll just go out and chant Hare Krishna." And Prabhupada's point was that if I chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Sankirtan, then Krishna will protect. And even if Krishna doesn't protect, and even if I die chanting the holy name, I'll go back to Godhead. Either way, it's a win-win situation. Now, for some unknown reason, mind you, for some unknown reason, Japan decided not to bomb Calcutta. Now, this may be it may be unknown to others, but to us, we know. Because Prabhupada chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Sankirtan, that's why Krishna decided not to bomb Calcutta. So this is the potency of the holy name. Even in recent past we have seen, just consider, I mean, maybe many of you are born recently, I mean, after that, like, say, consider about, say, even in early 80s, say, about 35 years ago, those who are here, old enough to know about the world situation, could you ever imagine that communism will collapse in Russia? In the 80s, could anybody imagine? Sura Prabhu? No. Like, I mean, it was unheard of. I mean, unthinkable, because they were in the height of their prosperity. But one thing started to happen. Even the Russian leaders noticed that. In 1982, Brezhnev declared the three enemies of Soviet Union is American culture, pop music, and Hare Krishna movement. He figured it out. Why? Because the way the youth of Russia was falling for this movement. And they wouldn't give up. Like, I don't know whether you all know about it, the way the devotees had been persecuted in Russia at those days. Bhrigupati Prabhu, you remember? Like, when they would see, they started to notice, because the KGB was very active in Russia those days, their secret service. And they started to notice that, you know, youth are following certain culture, which is very, very strange for them. So they tried to convince them not to do that. You are Russian, why are you following this Indian culture? That also was brought by the Americans. But they wouldn't give up. Then they send them to psychiatric treatment. In the name of psychiatric treatment, they were actually torturing them. They are putting all kinds of dangerous drugs into their bodies to cripple their brain. They wouldn't give up. They arrested them, sent them to Siberia, to the labor camps. Still they wouldn't give up. They didn't have japamala to chant. You know how they created their japa chanting beads? From bread. The bread that they would get, they would soak the bread in water and then make some out of that dough. They would make some balls and string them in a thread, and that is how they would chant their holy name. Some devotees died due to their brutal torture. Now I tell you that, say, 82, he announced that it is a Hare Krishna movement is one of the biggest threat to Russia. He could figure it out. And then gradually, what do we see? Then comes Gorbachev with a policy which is called Glasnost and Perestroika. And it is through Glasnost and Perestroika, communism was ended and a new regime started. Russia became free. So now, is it just an accidental phenomena? Or is it because the devotees were chanting the holy name, and because that government was persecuting those devotees, Krishna got rid of them? There are so many such instances. I personally have noticed. I'll give you one experience of mine. In Australia, 4 years back, there was a massive drought. There was a massive drought in in eastern part of, eastern part of Australia. So I was told about that, that it didn't rain for 2 years. So I said, let's go and have a Harinam Yajna. And we had, and the next day, not the next day, it's the same day it started to rain. I personally have experienced it. So this is the potency of the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada showed, when there is acute danger, what should he do? Should he run away like a bunch of rats? Or should he just face that situation and depend upon Krishna? The world situation will become extremely precarious. It will become extremely dangerous. And I personally feel that will be Krishna's arrangement to establish the actual glory of the holy name, actual potency of the holy name. When the whole world will be looking for some hole to hide, bunkers and so forth, to hide, the devotees will go out with mridanga and kartal, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada had showed us what to do at a time like that. Okay, it'll be bombing, so what? We have to die someday. So at least let's die chanting the holy name. So this is how the glory of the holy name is going to be established. When people will see that these devotees have conquered the fear of death, then they'll recognize the actual identity of the devotees. Now they think that we are a bunch of weirdos. Strange character, shaved head, wearing some strange clothes and chanting, dancing in the middle of the streets. They can't understand what we are actually standing for. They will recognize our identity at the time of crisis. Because when they'll be totally petrified, totally afraid of dying, they will see that the devotees are just going out chanting the holy name, blissfully dancing. So this is how the glory of the holy name will be established, and this is how the history of this world is going to change, and the revolution that has been predicted will take place. Janataagha Biplava. A massive worldwide revolution will take place. But not through a bloody coup, not through a bloody coup d'etat, but it will be established through love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we must thank our lucky stars that somehow or other we have recognized this movement. We have understood the message that Srila Prabhupada came to distribute. And somehow we have become connected to this mission. That is our good fortune. And that is how we have been saved. So let's take full advantage. We have been saved. Now let's save the whole world. That's what we have to do. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. So should we invite any question? Okay, any question? Okay, so we have a small little ceremony, but very important ceremony right now. How many of you know Radha Mohini? Okay, Radha Mohini flew in all the way from Denver, which used to be the stomping ground of Subhas Prabhu at one time. He was the president of Denver for how many years?
8 years.
Very nice. And then he was brought in to LA to save the situation here. So, obviously, Radha Mohini came to get the blessings of Sabhas Prabhu, Sura Prabhu, Bhrigupati Prabhu and all the other devotees for a very special, and also Archita Prabhu, for a very special occasion. That is, she is getting her second initiation today. And so we'll have a very simple affair. Like generally we have fire sacrifice and other things, but her husband Sri Golok Prabhu also got second initiation from Devamrita Maharaj, and he also didn't sit for a fire sacrifice. But soon, very soon, our very dear godbrother Kesha Bharati Maharaj is going to hold a fire sacrifice in Denver, right? So they'll sit for the fire sacrifice, and today I'll just give her the mantra and she'll sit for the, both of them will sit for the fire sacrifice. I didn't notice. Dhruta Karma Prabhu. Dhruta Karma Prabhu, please bless them also. So please everyone, bless them, because this mantra should be given in private. So that's why I won't hold it here. I'll give her the mantra in my room, in the guest quarters there. And that's why Dwarkadhish is sponsoring the breakfast this morning. I hope you made a special breakfast today. You made the arrangement? Are you sure? If it is not, then you have to have another feast. Okay. So, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you. I always feel delighted to come and meet my old friend Subhas Prabhu. You know, for how many years we have been friends? Since 1979. And that was the first time I came to America. And Subhas Prabhu, I met Subhas Prabhu in Denver in 79. And since then we became friends. And Subhas Prabhu at that time made a condition with me that whenever I came to America, I had to go visit Denver. And I fulfilled that prediction, fulfilled that condition. And whenever I came to America, I would visit. Yeah. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Subhas Prabhu ki. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna.